The following is an interview with Mr. Howard Vollem, conducted on April 14th, 1980, at the Tektronix corporate headquarters in Beaverton. The interviewer is Linda Brody for the Oregon Historical Society. I just had a few more questions that I wanted to ask you to finish up from our research on March 26th. We talked briefly about your family, and you said that your father was from Oregon stock and that his family had homesteaded in the Gresham area. I was wondering how long before that your family had been in Oregon, your father's family. Were they, did they go beyond your grandparents?
No, I think they came from the east, and I think most of the people who came to Oregon then came and took up homesteads.
I see. And you also told me something interesting, that your father had an appliance repair shop in Radio.
No, my father had a garage.
That's right, a garage, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you must have learned some sort of mechanical aptitude from your father, I would think.
Well, probably so.
Yeah. Okay. Something else that I found very interesting in your comments before was your observations on something that you called factory heritage. And that idea, I think, would be something that would be very important to future scholars for you to define a little further, because it seems to be a phenomena that's present with us in our culture right now. And I was wondering if you could add anything to what you said earlier about factory heritage.
Well, I just meant that if your parents and their parents had worked in factories as the Industrial Revolution came on, and many times the conditions weren't ideal, and the management labor relations were probably one-sided a bit, so that they felt that they didn't have a fair shake. And if that took place and during a couple of generations, then you'd have a sort of inherited bias against the management.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be hard to live that down, really. It'd take some time and some experience on your own part in other circumstances to overcome that sort of a bias, because we all have that those sort of biases. I well remember people who were prominent in Oregon business and politics that I didn't know personally, and were perhaps my opinion of them came from the press and so on, and I didn't think too highly of them. And then later, when I got to know them personally, in some cases I found it was quite different. My impression of them was very wrong. So I think in Oregon, particularly, and in the West generally, there wasn't a large number of factories or large organizations of any kind, so that people were more independent in many cases, came from an agricultural economy where at that time certainly it was almost entirely individual farms, and so you just didn't have any built-in bias toward big business because didn't have any experience with it.
Is this an idea that you have formulated yourself, or something that you might have thought about as you read certain publications?
I don't know. I don't know really where ideas come from. I haven't seen much that I can recall that it was that's been written about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that it has been.
It sounds to me rather unique, because that's why I'm asking.
Could be.
Okay, I have one last question. Has your career been satisfying for you?
Oh, very much. Could really not have ever anticipated the sort of size that the company that we started has grown to, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm very proud of the people that are here as part of it, and what they've accomplished over the years, both for themselves and for, community and for scientific world generally.
Is there anything you would like to add that you can think of that you would like to add for the permanent record?
Well, I don't know anything offhand that could add. It might be that after I read this carefully, I might like to add or maybe even subtract something.
That's certainly within your right. Well, I would like to thank you for taking the time to meet with me and giving this record to the Society. I'm sure that it will be a big help to scholars who are researching the history of the electronics industry in the Northwest. So thank you again very much.
You're welcome.